I had my toes firmly placed on the limestone rock, but my heels hung over 50 feet of cold Kansas air with hard-packed clay at the bottom. My heart started hammering as I slowly, slowly leaned backwards. Hello, welcome to Monday Morning Mindset. How's that for a cliffhanger? I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon mindset coach, an ultramarathon runner, and this Monday Morning Mindset is where I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. And remember, your mindset is what determines your success in running and in life. So, I think it could have been my mom's fault that I ended up on the edge of that cliff. At least that's what she told me once, a story about how she lifted me up when I was a child. It was I don't remember exactly where it was, but it was a steep drop, and she lifted me up to look over the railing at something that she wanted me to see down at the bottom. I was very, very young, and she said that I got scared. All I know is that, as long as I can remember, I have been afraid of heights all the way through childhood and as a young adult. I remember when I was 6 years old, my dad built me a treehouse. And now this, you know, you think treehouse and you get ideas of, you know, walls and a roof. No, this was just a platform about 10 feet off the ground. And remember, this was back in the time when we didn't have seat belts, we didn't wear bike helmets, and our school playgrounds were gravel and asphalt. So, of course, a platform and a tree counted as a treehouse. I was not able to get on that platform. I could climb up the steps of the tree and get close, and I think he was even able to lean over and put my stomach on the platform, but I could not get on that treehouse. And I was just panicked, and so I'd climb back down. I tried every once in a while. I would go and try it, but that treehouse just sat there and mocked me. Every time I walked through the yard, I just felt so ashamed that my dad had gone to all that work, and here I was too afraid to get on that platform. I never used it. It finally rotted, and we had to take it down. Forward in time, as a teenager, I was on a school trip. We went to Atlanta, and we were at the Hyatt Hotel. And if you know Hyatt Hotels, they have the elevators that go up the outside of the wall, and they're glass all the way around. And I looked at it, and I was a teenager, trying to be cool, trying to keep from my friends knowing, you know, how afraid I was to actually do this. Got on the elevator with them. It took off, and I crouched down on the floor with my eyes right at the railing. My friends, they were so embarrassed because we were not alone on the elevator, and they kept telling me to get up because people were looking at me. I said, I'm not getting up until the doors open. And when the doors opened, I sprung from where I was out of the elevator into the hall. That fear that I had continued as an adult. And anytime I had to climb a ladder or get on a roof, my whole body would tense up. It was actually really dangerous because I had to do that. I mean, we were remodeling houses, and there were times, you know, as an adult, you know, taking care of things, as I had to get up on a ladder, get up on a roof. So how did I end up on the edge of a cliff when I was 35 years old if I was that afraid? The story was, I met a man who found out about my fear of heights, and he came into my life, and when he found out how afraid I was, he says, I can cure you. He had experience rappelling out of helicopters when he was in the Coast Guard. And he took me to Echo Cliff, just west of Topeka, Kansas, put me in a harness, showed me how to control my descent, showed me the ropes, if you will. Then he said, follow me. And we both backed toward the cliff, and very slowly, and I was very, very afraid. The rope was made out of nylon, and as I stood there on the cliff and leaned back, the rope was a little bit stretchy. It felt like a bungee cord. It felt really stretchy. I went down that cliff about 15 times that day. We went down over and over and over. My friend was right. Doing that cured my fear of heights. Now, I'm still nervous. I don't go running up and stand on the edge of any cliffs, and I still get nervous when I'm up there, but I don't lock up in fear anymore. I'm able to control that fear and actually function when I have to be in some place that's really high. So what does all of this have to do with mindset? This is, after all, you know, this is the mindset place. I didn't realize it at the time, but that decision that I made to accept help with my friend and take action and go and put myself on the edge of that cliff and go down it over and over and over, that was the first step that I ever took to get me to where I am now. Now, don't get me wrong. I had a lot of other crap to deal with. It took me years to go through a lot of my limiting beliefs. And it was not an easy process for those limiting beliefs either, because I had a lot of things from, you know, like all of us do, we have limiting things that we believe about ourselves to be true. And mine were just as debilitating as my fear of heights. They kept me from doing a lot of the things that I wanted to do, being the kind of person that I wanted to be. The process for change is the same. Now, you don't have to go rappelling down a cliff and getting over your limiting beliefs. You don't need that kind of shock therapy. But the process is wanting something different for your life, making a decision to change, and then taking action. Now, you know, I really wanted to get over my fear of heights. But there was not, you know, at that time, it wasn't something that I thought that I needed to take action for until this guy came into my life. But when he made the offer, I realized, yes, I want to change. I'm tired of being this way. I want to change. So when he made the offer, I made the decision, yes, I'm going to, whatever he's going to do. And he described to me what rappelling was like. I agreed to do it. I said, I'll give it a try, see if it will help. And then I took action. That's the process for any kind of mindset change, deciding what you want, making a decision, and then taking action on it. Now, there are a lot of other less shocking ways to deal with your fears. Back when this was happening to me, you know, therapy was still looked at as not something that is for everyone. It's, you know, therapy was for people who really were screwed up. But now, you know, I would say to people, if you don't have to go over a cliff. If you really are debilitating, you have debilitating fears, therapy is a good option. There's also behavior modification programs. There's a lot of things that have been done in the field of psychology that can help change, help get you over fears. But the mindset for change is the same. And so, you know, if you got terrible fears, a life coach is probably not a good option. Unless you have a friend with a rope and a cliff nearby, and you want to go that route, therapy is a safer option and will teach you tools that will help beyond just that one fear. For me, the fear of heights, I learned that one tool of, you know, kind of facing it head on and just forcing myself to get over that fear. Wasn't able to take what I learned in that lesson to my limiting beliefs. Some of the behavior modification, some of the things that coaches and therapists teach, give tools that apply to, you know, more than just fear. Applies to limiting beliefs, applies to creating the kind of life that you want. So the mindset for change is the same. If you're not living the kind of epic life you want, follow my three steps. Figure out what you want, make a decision, and start. Oh, and step four is don't stop. Because sometimes you try something and it doesn't work out. Don't just give up, throw up your hands and say, well, you know, I guess I'm stuck. Because I've done that before too. And I can tell you that delays your progress for creating the kind of life you want by many, many years. Because if you don't stop, you can make course corrections. You can decide to end up and create the kind of life that you really want. And what I talk about here is finding your epic thing, finding an epic life, finding a life that makes you feel alive, feeds your soul. It's something that is significant and meaningful to you. And whatever it is for you, for me, it is having, you know, this podcast, being a life coach, and running ultramarathons. Those are the things that make me feel alive. That's my epic thing. Yours is going to look different. But the process of finding it is the same, and as a life coach, I've got tools that can help you. Not a rope and a cliff, but tools that can help you create the kind of life that you want and live that epic life. If I can help you, message me here at the podcast. You can reach me at ultramindsetpodcast.run and leave me a voicemail or a text message. I'd be glad to help you, see if I can help you get over the things that are keeping you back from the kind of life you want to create. and go through those process of figuring out what you want, deciding to do it, starting, and don't stop until you get there. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.